Well, then, Gavin, I believe that's our room.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, both of Pine Ridge's artists, Lum Edwards and Mabel Melrose, have dropped surrealist painting cold, but now they're absorbed in a study and survey of the wild bird and animal life of the foothills. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner out in the country on a wooded hillside waiting for Miss Melrose.
Abner, here's where I want you to hide.
Huh?
Right behind this bush.
Oh.
You can sit here and do the bird calls right here.
What long do I have to do this now?
Why, sure, this is important stuff, Abner. Studying the wild bird life of the foothills. Why, me and Miss Mabel might even write a book on the subject.
Awfully interesting book, that'd be.
Now, let's see if you got it straight what you're supposed to do.
I'm supposed to make a batch of idiotic bird noises so as you can make a big impression on Miss Melrose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except that's an awful way of saying it.
Huh.
Then I'll identify him right off. And she'll think I'm just about the smartest bird life fella she ever seen.
Yeah, but, Rom, I don't know how to make no bird calls.
Well, that don't matter. I want these birds to sound like some that nobody's ever heard before.
Oh?
You see, I told Miss Melrose I know where to find some of the rarest birds in all botany.
Well, what did you ever tell her something like that for?
Well, she was so disappointed yesterday when we went out and never found no rare birds at all. All we seen was one sparrow and a hawk.
Such piddle-paddle.
I couldn't stand seeing her so disappointed. So I told her about the strange birds. Now I gotta produce them.
Uh-huh.
And when she sees how much I know about botany, she's going to admire me something terrible. You wait and see.
But wait a minute, Lum. You said you was going to identify these birds for Miss Melrose, didn't you?
Why, sure.
Well, how can you tell what birds I'm doing if I don't know myself?
Oh, well, that's easy. You just go ahead. I'll make them a name for them.
Make it up?
Yeah, I looked up the names of a lot of fancy birds to use. Got a list of them right here in my pocket.
You have? What's the names of some of them?
Oh, I forget now. Australian weaver bird and a horned flamingo and a Baltimore and Ohio oriole.
I thought that was a railroad.
Oh, for the land's sake.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, am I going to be all of them birds?
Why, sure.
Well, doggies, I ain't never been to Australia or Baltimore, neither one. I must be awful good at this.
Oh, you are, you are. Just don't let Miss Melrose see you back here, that's all. Don't make too much noise.
I'll be just as quiet as I can. Except when I'm being that Australian bird there, I believe he sounds like a pretty big one to me, Long.
Yeah, you might rustle the bushes a little bit back there.
Yeah, I'll make a big noise for him.
Mix them up, though. Make them all sound different.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to see if she's coming yet.
Did you tell her to meet you here?
Oh, yeah. I want to be here in a minute now.
Oh, Long, what am I supposed to do with these two birds that you got at the post office, these blue canaries or whatever they are?
Oh, well, after I've showed off how much bird botany I know,
Yeah.
Then I'll ask her if she'd like me to capture a couple of wild birds for her.
Oh.
Natural. She'll say it can't be done, but I'll go right ahead and do it anyway.
I see.
Make a big impression on her.
Ah.
Now, I'll rest back here, and you hand me the birds out of the box, and then I'll rest back all out of breath and hand them to her nonchalant-like. Like there wasn't nothing to it.
You sure got this all studied out, ain't you?
Well, that's the only way to do things, Abner. What's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all. I've always said that.
Dogie, she ought to admire you after this long.
Oh, no doubts about it. Just fix me and you, I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't end up in pre-poster right then and there.
Oh, Long, you know you won't do it.
Well, I might. That's a psychological moment to pre-pose right after I give her the bird.
Man, I'd love to see you do it, but I sure have my doubts about it.
Well, you just wait and see.
By the way, Long, what kind of birds are these here in this box anyway?
I don't know. Must be rare, though. I never saw no blue ones like that before. I know they ain't blue jays.
No, they ain't blue jays. I never seen nothing looks like these things here.
All I know is that they was mailed into the post office there, but the address was tore off the box. Dick Huddleston ain't been able to find out who they was for, so I just borrowed them.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do the trick for you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wait a minute. What kind of a bird was that?
I believe that's Miss Melrose, Long.
You're
welcome. Oh, Granny, you're right. That's her. I'll be right there, Miss Melrose. Well, wish me luck, Edna.
Hey, you wish me luck, too.
Oh, wait. Here's Cedric's bird whistle. Now, you can use that on something.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Hello, Mr. Edna.
So long, Edna. Here I am, Miss Melrose. I'm coming.
There you are.
Well, I was just...
Communing with nature, perhaps? Conversing with one of our feathers, perhaps?
Feathers? Well, Abner ain't got no feathers. Mom.
Oh, isn't it thrilling? But thrilling. Touching fingertips for the wild native life. Who knows what bizarre winged thing is perched in yonder trees? Who knows what strange creature lurks behind yonder bush?
Oh, wait a minute. You ain't joined, have you?
What did you say?
Nothing. I was just worrying about something.
Oh, worry. How can one worry out here in the untrammeled wilderness? Away from the tortoise. Away from the mundane. Away. Oh, I love it. Don't you, Mr. Edward?
Oh, yeah, sure. Love it. Something wonderful.
Oh, yes. I could live out here forever and ever. With my hair blowing wildly in the wind. Oh, this reminds me. I have to be back in town at 3:00 to get a permanent.
Well, we can make that all right. Are you ready to hear all them strange birds now?
Oh, yes. Oh, I do hope we're fortunate enough to happen upon some rare and odd quarry.
Well, I'll take you to see the quarry some other time. We're out for birds today, and there's lots of them around here.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is a fine spot.
Oh, no.
I'll show them here. All right.
All right. What do you mean, all right? Why are you shouting?
Well, I always...
Oh.
Wait a minute. There's one up now.
Oh,
yeah, that might not whistle on a tune, either.
I've never heard such a bird. What can it be?
Why, that's, let's see here a second. Oh, yeah, that's the Australian two-tone weaver bird.
Oh, how wonderful. I'd love to see him.
Well, he don't look nothing like he sounds. You'd be disappointed. And just listen to that one. That's the African horned lapwing.
Oh, I think Mr. Edward, you're positively too marvelous. Horned lapwing, you say?
Yes, Mom.
Oh! Oh!
The lapwing must have stuck itself with one of his horns, right?
Oh, dear, my, what a shame.
And just listen to that. I know what that
means. What is it?
That's the Arabian ring-tailed beetle hawk. Awful rare.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, he's mine and I raw.
Oh. What genus?
Mom.
I think, what genus?
Oh, well, thank you, Mom. I reckon I am sort of a genius at this, but there ain't really much to it, though, for a smart bird man like me.
Oh, I mean, what family does this Arabian beetle hawk belong to?
Oh, he don't belong to no family at all. He just runs around wild. Nobody owns him.
Caw, caw, caw.
Good gracious. Did I hear a bird talking just then?
I'm sorry, excuse me.
I'll never do it again. What kind of a bird is that, anyway?
Well, if you want my opinion, it's a half-witted bird of some kind.
Oh, utterly charming. Completely, utterly. Wouldn't it be divine if we could catch him?
No. You wouldn't like that bird. He talks too much. And at the wrong times, too. But I tell you what I will do.
Yes.
I'll go and catch a couple of them wild African beetle hawks for you.
Oh, would you really?
Well, sure. It's awful hard to do, but I can do it.
Splendid. Come on, I'll go with you.
Well,
I want to see exactly how you do it.
Well, Miss Melrose, I'm afraid this is too dangerous work for a woman like you.
Don't you?
Oh, my, yeah. Them beetle hawks is ferocious. They're man-eaters.
No.
I'm risking my life to do this.
Oh.
Might not even come back. It'll be me or them.
Oh, how simply brave.
Well, now you wait right here, Miss Melrose, and I'll be back as quick as I can.
Yes.
That is, if I come back at all.
Oh, dear, do be careful. Do be careful.
Yeah, I will.
Here's the birds. Do you want them in the box or out of it?
Out of the box, naturally.
Oh.
Idiot. Wild birds don't surround the boxes.
Hot dog, it is sure going good, ain't it?
Yeah, but you might not ruin everything by talking and saying ouch and all that.
I sat down on some copper burrs.
Well, don't do it again. All right, give me them beetle hawks now.
Is that what these things are?
That's what they are now.
Oh.
Yep. Look out there.
Oh, sure.
Jamie Fenton might not have got away. Yeah. Now, I'll see you back at the store.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you there.
So long.
So long.
Ladies, I got them. Miss Melrose. I got him.
Oh,
Mother.
Oh, you are wonderful.
Oh, there weren't nothing to it. Oh, hardly. Here they are, Mom. Genuine Arabian ring-tailed beetle hawks.
What? Beetle hawks? Why don't I'm beetle hawks? They're my own lovebirds.
Huh?
I had them sent to home. Oh, you poor little dear. Has the rough man been hurting you? Oh, my darling! Oh, dear! Tell Mom all about it now.